One hot dispute in the energy bill was a measure to require reductions of the greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming. It was defeated today by a vote of 60-38. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
The big question of the day was whether the Senate was ready to approve a mandatory program to control emissions of greenhouse gases. And the clear answer, after 2 days of debate, was not yet. Republican John McCain and Democrat Joe Lieberman authored an amendment designed to cut global warming pollution to 2000 levels by 2010. It would do that by creating a market-based cap-and-trade program. McCain described the urgency.
Climate change is real. It's happening. And as we speak, we will see things happening to our environment which will have long-term devastating effects.
McCain mentioned flooding Alaskan villages, melting glaciers, and disappearing coral reefs. He reminded senators that the Academies of Sciences of 13 nations recently urged prompt action, saying humans were the likely cause of most recent global warming.
Suppose they're right. And we, as stewards of our environment, have failed to act. The consequences are clear. The effects are devastating. They are extremely difficult to reverse, as any scientist will tell you. And we will have done such a terrible, terrible thing to future generations, not only in America, but in the world.
Some Republican senators said the McCain-Lieberman measure would destroy the economy without doing much for the climate. Republican Senator Larry Craig of Idaho.
Command and control will not get us where we want to get without costing us jobs.
Republican George Voinovich argued on behalf of his home state of Ohio.
The McCain Amendment will put coal out of business by forcing fuel switching to natural gas.
That's because coal-burning power plants are top emitters of carbon dioxide, the largest global warming pollutant. The amendment would make burning coal more expensive. Senator Pete Domenici, the chairman of the Energy Committee, said he considered endorsing a mandatory bill, but said current proposals don't do enough to decide which industries would be losers and which would be winners. That drew fiery comments from McCain.
I'll say to the senator from New Mexico, who's worried about winners and losers, I'll tell you who's going to lose, and that's the next generation of Americans, because every reliable scientific body in the world, knows that climate change is real, that it's happening. So if the senator from New Mexico is worried about allocation of winners and losers, he and I are winners. Next generation of people all over the world are losers.
That offended Domenici.
I don't mind him getting red in the face and pointing at me and talking like I don't know what I'm talking about, but he wasn't listening. I didn't say global warming isn't a problem. In fact, I'm telling the Senate what he's suggesting won't work.
The Senate did approve a measure that would give financial incentives to businesses to develop and install technologies to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska wrote the amendment.
Achieving reductions in greenhouse gas emissions is one of the more important challenges of our time. We recognize that. Long-term success will come from stimulating increased energy efficiency, not from actions that set up a system to continually constrain energy supplies.
There was no funding specified to pay for that amendment. Senator Lieberman said it would amount to nothing.
It's a fig leaf. It may allow some people to say we're doing something about global warming, but it doesn't do anything. You know, there's a particularly notorious emperor of Rome who is remembered for fiddling while Rome burned. I fear that we here in Washington are fiddling while the planet warms and while the waters rise.
Senator McCain predicted that despite the setback, over time, proponents of mandatory regulations to cut greenhouse gases will win. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.